Hi, welcome to another episode of The Lord's Delight. Today is more of a reflection kind of, I can't call it a lesson, rather a sharing. The topic, let's see, yes, I have titled it God or Religion, because a lot of times I feel like religion is undistinguishable from our faith, or rather following God, and I have fallen prey to it many times too. But sometimes you know in your heart that something is not right, and but you can't find a reason why, and then you genuinely keep asking God and He reveals it to you. For example, this might be controversial for many people, but I want to talk about tithe. And generally the conception, perception or the view that we have in Christianity is that we need to give 10% to the church we go to, which is not wrong. You can still do that. I'm not saying that's wrong. But I have not always done that in terms that when I was in college, like, you know, it's not my home church. But I was attending there, and a lot of times I felt led to use my 10% elsewhere. And not like either some organization, Christian organization, or I've used it to spend it for people who are not Christians but struggling. For example, the people who you work as like guards, ladies in my hostel, or like who, like I've led to spend money on them in terms of getting them clothes they would probably never buy, or for their kids, or I've done a lot of things like that. It was never like one exact thing, but I've also had phases where I've regularly and given to church. So whenever people say you have to give 10% and then say on top of it you can do other stuff, and like it just didn't sit right with me. I'm not saying that you should stop giving to your church, and like, I'm just saying the conviction was different, and I was wondering why I felt like that. Definitely that 10% belongs to God. And I know it's a debt we owe to Him from our earnings, because He's the one who gives us the talent and the health and the energy and whatever we need to accomplish our work so we can earn. But then, recently, I have been reading Deuteronomy. And in Deuteronomy 14, I tell you what, I have read the Bible many times and this never stood out to me. And that happens every time. So this is a gem, hidden gem revealed to me. I don't know if you will be as excited as me, but let's go. Deuteronomy 14 in verse 22. It says, "Be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year." And I was expecting give it to the priest or like sacrifice it to God. And you know what it says? "Eat the tithe of your grain, new wine and oil, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks in the presence of the Lord your God, at the place He will choose as a dwelling for His name, so that you may learn to revere the Lord your God always." This is about going to a place where He's setting apart for Himself. And then revering Him, using that to have a feast for your family. That just blew my mind. And yes, and thinking of it in today's terms, it could be a church, it could be a fellowship. I don't know where, but it's talking about a family connotation. It says at that time they were to set that apart and then go feast in the presence of the Lord. And this would help them to learn reverence for the Lord. You know, a lot of times I have felt that we have lost reverence for God within the church. Maybe that's because we forgot to do this. Coming together as a community and just hanging out, eating, and in His presence, feasting. And that tithe was set apart for it, and it just blew my mind. Yes, God also required of them a lot of different offerings, right? Like burnt offering, this, like there was a lot that was different. This is specifically talking about a tithe. When have we set apart a tenth and then ask God, God, what do you want me to do with this? That is my problem when it comes to God over religion. A lot of times it is easier to just set apart, give it to church and not think about it. I'm not saying you shouldn't. You should. This is also about convictions, right? It's thinking about the 10%, asking God, what do you want me to do with this? And that is a regular thing. It's not just a one-time thing. And God might tell you, give it to your church. For as long as you go to this church, that might be it. And that's okay. But the religious setup, which has set rules, do we think of those and understand why you are asked God and ask questions and of just blindly following them? And why this is important is because a lot of time the nuances get missed by us. What is in the Bible? This is Old Testament, and this is such a revelatory thing for me to read. And one more thing, this is also comes under God over religion topic, but like a second phase of it. If you go to Deuteronomy 15, and he talks about like how you treat your fellow people, right? Like regarding debt, you cancel it, like, and all that. Like in the seventh year, everything should be canceled, right? And if you look at Deuteronomy 15 verse 4, it says, however, there should be no poor among you. For in the land the Lord your God is giving you to possess as your inheritance, he will richly bless you. If only you fully obey the Lord your God and are careful to follow all these commands I'm giving you today. He's telling you, if you fully obey and in that land, it's like I'm going to bless you. There should be no poor among you. You know why he says should? You go down the chapter and then if you go to verse 11, it says there will always be poor people in the land. God is not contradictory. He says there should be, but there always will be. You know why? Because the second part, we don't fully obey him. And that's the part, not just obey him, it's fully obey him. And then, be careful to follow all the commands that he's giving that day. Looking at this regarding debt, and forgiveness, and how do you treat a brother in Christ or sister in Christ, and having a heart that is generous. But then God understands that we are going to fail the second half. He already knows. That's why he says there should be no poor people, but there will always be poor people. You know why? There's going to be fault in the person who is giving, who's not going to forgive the debt of the person, as said. And the person who's receiving, he's also not going to be like faithful with the money or not obey to God. Like there is, people are flawed. That is why again and again I say God over religion. Religion, people come up with a lot of rules, okay? Christianity has been existing for such a long time. A lot of times it's easy to mistake religion for God. That is why we need to be very discerning. A lot of times it's not easy to actually identify the part that is the religiosity in us and to address it. And a lot of time we can't even call out the people around us, even though you know that's religion and not God. What do you do at that time? You need to ask God. And why I am saying this money thing is also like very God over religion, because the rules for money have significantly changed over time. Can you imagine? Here it says at the end of every 7 years, you must cancel all the debts. End of 7 years, poof, they're all gone for a fellow like Jew. And you have to cancel. But it also addresses the person who is borrowing, right? And says, don't rely on the fact that, oh, seventh year is coming, I don't have to pay it off, don't have that attitude. this chapter addresses their heart attitude too. It's such a mind-boggling thing what God is talking about in terms of money. Never let money rule you is what he's trying to say here. Let that not be something that divides you from people. But what happens in today's world? And yes, we don't have like more of a community like they did, where the rules were the same. Nowadays, the belief systems are different. So people in the same group or we hang out with believe different things about money. So it makes it more complicated. My thing is not you donate people's money, not donate, like you lend people money and forget it over 7 years. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is how we handle money and tithe, like God has specific plans for them. So we need to ask that and rely on him before we go to the world for advice. That is what I'm talking about, God over religion. I hope this encourages you to actually sort of look at in your life, what are the things that are religious versus godly. And this is not to convict or condemn. This is more an encouragement to listen and also maybe learn this lesson that took me such a long time to learn in a short period for you. Okay then, I'll talk to you guys next week.